And it's devastating to Gaza, it's people and Palestinians who are refugees outside, because we feel very limited. We cannot reach there, we cannot enter there, and it's going to be unlivable by 2050.
The vigil was a way for the group to pay respects to those who have lost their lives, but also to raise awareness of the escalating violence. The group of about a dozen activists joked as they made signs calling for Palestinian freedom that most Americans are uneducated about the issue. Not far away from them, Chris Scarnelli sat on a bench watching weekend activity unfolding at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. They were right. Scarnelli didn't know much about the issue, but enough to know people were dying.
I just wish everybody lived at peace. You know, I don't see anyone get hurt, nothing like that, but just, why can't we all get along? Lack of communication somewhere.
Israel and Hamas operatives in the Gaza Strip have been exchanging rocket fire since last week. Israel, the U.S. biggest ally, has been launching airstrikes in heavily populated civilian areas as Hamas leaders remain hidden. One peace activist, Amanda Cruz, traveled to Palestine last summer. While there, she also went to Israeli-controlled Jerusalem. Cruz said she doesn't just want to raise awareness about Palestinian suffering to U.S. citizens, but to Israelis as well.
Many of them don't know outside of the walls. And they believe that there are Palestinians outside of these walls within close proximity that can do things to hurt them. But in reality, the Palestinians are very far away from them. But it's this idea that they don't know. It's unseen to them.
Cruz said she saw refugee camps in Palestinian territories where people were residents of nowhere, permanently displaced without a country to call home. Others she saw bullied and harassed by Israeli military.
Every Friday they have demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations, where they go out and they protest against the IDF. And the IDF will throw, I don't know how to call them, but there's like basically like gas bombs over to the people. The people have nothing, mind you. They just have flags and their voices, and they're protesting for change, and they will throw these things over. And the guy went with me, and we picked up some that had been already just, they were cold and stuff. And he was like, oh my God, this is made in Pennsylvania. I recognize this.
The U.S. consistently supports Israel over Palestine. Last week, the U.S. defended the attacks on Gaza during an emergency U.N. hearing. Steve Gentile, a member of Occupy Tampa, thinks the U.S. supports Israel too much, including financially.
The U.S. needs to divest from supporting Israel. We give $3 billion a year out of U.S. tax dollars to support them. So I guess that's where I would start.
Also last week, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn issued a statement expressing his concerns for Ashdod, Israel. Ashdod is Tampa's sister city, and Buckhorn visited it last year. At an unrelated event near the Palestine vigil, Buckhorn said even though Israel is protecting their citizens, he's concerned for both Palestinians and Israelis.
I mean, I don't think in either case that the response was necessarily warranted, because you're going to have a lot of innocent civilians that will be hurt. You have a lot of property damage. You'll have people that will be killed as a result of this on both the Israeli side and the Palestinian side. And so I don't know who started it. I don't know who fired the first shot. But very rarely is the escalation of violence the answer.